Yeah, well, I think it is variable. I mean, I think my bias is very much toward the more incremental approach, because I think that you need a kind of a migration strategy of how you're going to introduce something and then how is it going to spread. And I think we know that in all organizations there are those people who either because it's their job and or often just because they have a particular interest in new things that come in, are the ones who figure it out and become competent users first, and then we all go and ask those people questions. And I think that's actually a very effective process that should be recognized and encouraged, and those people should actually be given some recognition for doing that. And that if you actually support those processes, they can be a really effective way of, along with, I mean, I think it's important for, in a variety of ways, for people to have a lot of support for learning about new technology, much more than they're currently given. I think that the amount of learning that's involved ha is always under, sort of deliberately underestimated, because the people who are selling the technology don't really want to emphasize that. They want you to think you can just buy it and plug it in. And but I think that's a really false economy, because if organizations don't make that investment up front, then that's what leads to machines that don't get used and that sort of thing. Now, and there are probably different ways to approach that in terms of how, do you have a sort of all-out dedicated effort, or do you do it more incrementally? But I think the important thing is that there has to be a really serious plan for the introduction of new technology, which is more than just getting it onto people's desks and plugging it in, but much more about